This audio is brought to you by Cotant Family Dentistry, where advanced dental technology meets compassionate, patient-centered care.
I would like to invite the ladies auxiliary to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, ladies. Good evening and welcome, everybody. Can I get an approval of the agendas presented?
I would so move.
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Can I get a motion to approve the meeting minutes for the April 16th, 2024 regular meeting?
So moved.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? New business. Mr. Dusty Hill.
Good afternoon. I'm just here to request three dates for Saturdays in the Square this year. Those are June 15th, July 13th, and August 24th, and we'll request an open container as we usually do, probably from noon to, we usually get done around 9, but if we could go till 10 just in case it goes a little longer. And then, as usual, we'd like to shut down Fetterman from Main Street to the alley. And those
are my requests. What are the dates again?
June 15th, July 13th, and August 24th.
You said that faster and my little crayons will go.
No worries. I have to go coach soccer.
So. Chief, any concerns?
None.
Yeah. Council, do I have a, make a motion to approve Saturdays in the Square, June 15th, July 13th, August 24th, with an open container from noon to 10, and the closing of Fetterman to the alley?
So moved.
Second.
You talked to the chamber about reserving?
I've already reserved. Yeah.
Thank you.
It's our seventh year, so we forget things, but we reserve it now.
So we have a motion and a second. Any more questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Vote. Mr. Toby and Miss Jody, JCTA.
Do you want me to hand out and you talk?
Sure. So we are giving you an update on the Johnson County Tourism Association recent projects that we've participated in and undertaken. The first item I want to mention is the visitbuffalowy.com website. It was relaunched on April 25th. I'm not sure if you guys have had a chance to check it out yet, but I encourage everyone to take a look at the website and see what it looks like nowadays. We've added some more imagery to it. So with the listings of the dining and lodging establishments, there are pictures and descriptions for each of them. They each have their own individual pages. There's more content on the website about hunting, fishing, and recreational opportunities in Johnson County. And there's more room for growth with the site as well. We're going to be adding more with retail, adding more with attractions that people can visit. So it gives people more information to make decisions when they're getting ready to visit Wyoming and Johnson County specifically. So that's been a project months in the making, and we're very proud of how it's turned out. And with the website launch, we've also had a digital media campaign that's kind of focused people towards the website. So site has had thousands of eyeballs from people in the United States over the last couple weeks since it's launched. So that's an effective way to get the word out about visiting Buffalo. Anita Peoples from the Buffalo Journey KOA Campground and I attended the International Roundup in Casper, Wyoming. So that's an opportunity to meet with international tour operators You have one-on-one meetings with 40 tour operators in the span of a single day, plus some other networking opportunities to talk with them about Buffalo. And then following that conference, a lot of them knew of Buffalo. They have itineraries that come through here. They estimated about 2,200 plus room nights last year from international travelers through that program. So it's a pretty significant result from our investment in that. And then following that conference, 17 of those tour operators took a tour of Wyoming that included coming to Buffalo. They spent a little more than an hour in town. We were able to tour the Jim Gatchell Museum, go to the Occidental Hotel, and check out our downtown. I think they were very impressed with what we had to offer for them. Speaking of tours like that with familiarization, there was a group of a dozen people from Welcome Centers in Wyoming and Jackson, so Cheyenne Jackson at the northeast corner of the state. They were in town for a full day, also in Casey on April 29th. So last week they visited a couple of places here in Johnson County. Again, the Gatchell Museum, TA Ranch, Mountain Meadow Wool, got to see what the county has to offer. So that they're able to make, give information to visitors who stop in those welcome centers about what there is to do in Buffalo. So one of the things they're really wanted more information on is the trails, the Clear Creek trails especially. So I'll hope to work with the trail board, try and get information that we can give to those welcome centers to let them know about the trails here. We are hosting a hospitality summit training session on June 4th with the Wyoming Outdoor Recreation Tourism and Hospitality Initiative, the WORTH Initiative. So they're going to put together a curriculum for a couple of sessions that will run about 2.5 hours each, and they'll be offered for free to anyone in the hospitality-related businesses, hotels, restaurants, retail. If they want to come and learn a little bit more about customer service, have a discussion about what good customer service is, and also a little bit making sure that they know how to refer people to different things in Johnson County for attractions and things to do. So that'll be, again, a free offering on June 4th at the library. So
we do have handouts of those if anybody's interested. I don't think we brought any of those tonight. Okay, but we can get those too.
Yeah, we've been handing them out to the hotels and restaurants and getting the word out. It's on our social media, and we have some press releases as well about that. We have entered a sponsorship agreement with Cole Reiner, a professional rodeo cowboy, and he is going to wear a buffalo patch on his clothing and his competitive vest for the rest of this year. We're still working out details of social media with him and also some content creation, so that we can use him as kind of an endorser of why people should come to Buffalo, what there is to do here, and especially people who are interested in rodeos. We have a great rodeo culture in the summertime, and we hope to use him to help promote those kind of things here. And then the last item I have to mention is we're doing a banner program with the city of Casey, and I've talked to Kevin as well about this, that we know the measurements for the street poles that are going to be coming into Buffalo after the construction project. So we're going to provide banners for each municipality that they can have on those street poles. The ones for Casey we completed just recently, and we're going to be delivering them to them next week so that they can install them. They put their graduates up in the springtime, so after they get done with the graduates, they're going to have 10 different legends of Casey. So these are famous people from the early days. Harvey Logan was a member of the Hole in the Wall. So we have Butch Cassidy, John Nolan, Tom O'Day, 10 different people on 19 banners, two-sided, that they'll be displaying there. For Buffalo, we do a photo contest. We received about 16 to 20 entries that are natural recreation areas around the area. And so we're going to be choosing the best of those to focus in on. Again, I'll work with Kevin to make sure we produce the appropriate number of banners and have those available for you guys as well. And then we do have some printed materials. We produced some wrap cards ahead of the governor's conference in February. We produced a series. One promotes the Crazy Woman Canyon, one for the Clear Creek Trail program, and just one about Buffalo's Western culture, with promoting the guest ranches, promoting the rodeos, the authentic experience you can have here with the Occidental and other places like that. So we use those at the Governor's Conference. They are also being distributed at the visitor centers around the state of Wyoming to let people know when they're in the region thinking of coming here. These are some of the things they get more information about and make a visit here. I think that is everything that I was going to mention. I think Jody and I wanted to kind of give you an update also about our goals for the year ahead that include the lodging tax. And I'm not sure if you want to talk about that or not.
Yeah, so statewide, the lodging tax, in most of the communities except Buffalo, is at 7%. We're currently at 5%. So we would like to get a campaign going to increase the lodging tax in our market to be competitive with the other markets in our area. And again, it's a tax that's through any hotel, motel, campgrounds, vacation rentals, for people that come in and visit our community, and it would help us grow our dollars so that we can, you know, target the right areas and the people that keep coming back at all times during the year, not just summertime. So we'll have more information on that. We're just getting started on that campaign. Any questions?
I don't have any questions. I want to thank you for promoting Buffalo as well as you are. And
absolutely.
Hopefully we get to see some faces and some return faces from your hard work.
Thank you.
Thank you for the hard work.
Thank you.
Now I have a lot of reading to do. It's all reading that's well worth the time in my voice box. Proclamation, Office of the Mayor, City of Buffalo, Wyoming. Whereas America is the land of freedom, preserved and protected willingly and freely by citizen soldiers, and whereas millions who have answered the call to arms have died on the field of battle, and whereas a nation at peace must be reminded of the price of war and the debt owed to those who have died in war, and whereas the red poppy has been designated as a symbol of sacrifice of lives in all wars, and whereas the Veterans of Foreign Wars Auxiliary has pledged to remind America annually of this debt through the distribution of the memorial flower. Now therefore, I, Shane Schrader, Mayor of the City of Buffalo, Wyoming, do hereby proclaim the 10th day of May 2024 as Buddy Poppy Day, and ask that all citizens pay tribute to those who have made the ultimate sacrifice in the name of freedom by wearing the memorial Buddy Poppy on this day. Sign it, and ladies, if you want to come get this, we'll have the part, make it official, here we go. Proclamation, Office of the Mayor, City of Buffalo, Wyoming. Whereas mental health is an essential part of overall well-being impacting individuals, families, and whereas one in five American adults experience a mental health condition each year and everyone faces challenges in life that can impact their mental health, and whereas despite its prevalence, mental health remains shrouded in stigma, preventing many from seeking help, and whereas early intervention and access to quality care are crucial for managing mental health conditions and improving quality of life, and whereas May is recognized nationally as Mental Health Awareness Month, providing an opportunity to raise awareness, combat stigma, and promote mental health resources. Now therefore, I, Shane Schrader, Mayor of the City of Buffalo, do hereby designate May 2024 as Mental Health Month in Buffalo, Wyoming. I encourage all residents to educate themselves and others about mental health conditions, treatment options, and available resources, challenge stigma by speaking respectfully and inclusively about mental health, seek help if they are struggling with their mental health and encourage others to do the same, support organizations like the Volunteers of America, the Johnson County Suicide Prevention Coalition, and the Wyoming chapter of the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention that provide mental health services, resources, connection, education, and advocacy. Create a safe and supportive environment for open conversations about mental health. And together, we can create a community where everyone feels empowered to prioritize their mental well-being and seek help when needed.
No.
Literally.
You get behind them, you're tall.
Yeah, we'll get behind you literally if you're
somebody else. Can I
okay. Jerry's in back. Okay. That's
you're short, you're in the front.
Kind of a shifty deal.
Whoops.
You knocked that off.
There.
Thank you. Thanks, boss.
Don't leave. Don't just as he can hand things out. Mayor and Council, thank you for the proclamation for mental health awareness. Certainly mental health awareness is the flip side of what I kind of talk about a lot, John, and that is suicide prevention. And so just a couple of very, very quick notes. My friend, where did Lorraine go?
I'm here.
Lorraine Steppe, Pines Counseling, has put together this resource brochure. Would you hand those out to the council? And also, while Lorraine's going to come up and speak to you here just for a brief moment, she also hosts the Survivors of Suicide Loss Support Group at the Pines Counseling at 175 Pine Street, the third Thursdays. And if you would share, we have an abundance of local providers here. Lorraine is representing that.
So we encourage people to encourage anyone who has been affected by suicide to attend the Survivors of Suicide Loss Support Program. So it can be families, friends, co-workers, and that helps postvention to prevent additional suicides. It's free, and you can call and ask questions if you want or show up. We're there every month, all year long, Christmas, summertime, every time it's the third Thursday, we're there to support people. So thank you.
Thanks, Lorraine. And one of our annual awareness events is the now 11th annual Hike for Hope. That's coming up at on June 8th, starting in Crazy Woman Square. Ozzy, if you would hand those to these folks. We have a few extras of these brochures for those of you gathered as well. That we'll put right here. There's little cards for the survivors group because you all know of someone who's died by suicide and their family that's bereaved. One of the efforts that our good Governor Gordon undertook starting 3 or so years ago was to get Wyoming call centers for the National Suicide Crisis and Lifeline. That number, as you know, well, I'm not going to assume that we all know, but that number is now 988. Mayor, you and I can even remember 988 as opposed to 1-800-273-8255. Here's the great news. The great news is that those two Wyoming call centers are answering calls from Wyoming in 8 to 10 seconds. That was not previously the case. Now, we can't say that because we have two Wyoming call centers that the legislature is starting to fund for sustainability. We can't say that this is the reason why. But in 2021 and 2020 and 2021, we experienced about 190 suicide deaths in our state, making us number one in the country. That's the number one that we don't like. In 2022 and 2023, that number, still way too many, was 151, and for 23, 157 of our loved ones, our family members, who died by suicide, dropping us behind Montana and Alaska, number three in the country. There is definitely a correlation when people know that they can call a simple number, 988, and get help. Our call centers know what the local resources are, even though the local resources are still far and few between and we need more. They have that information.
So that is just a really, really big deal. The other, and this is my last commercial, I promise, from Councilwoman Camino, something that excites me, because I'm of that population of over 60. Is that right, ladies? I heard a rumor. 65. Senior Life Solutions at Johnson County Healthcare Center. We have three of the representatives. Yes, I'm biased. I know one very, very well. Denise, Christy, and Lisa are here just to share briefly. This is really the outcome of the needs assessment that our hospital has been doing for years. Always at the top are brain health needs for our senior adults, which I'm looking in the audience, and I'm not the only one, so that's kind of cool as well. Please.
Thank you so much for having us, and thank you for recognizing Mental Health Month in May. So we are very excited to be here. We are a new program at the hospital, Senior Life Solutions. So we are a unique outpatient program for people who are typically over the age of 65 who are experiencing symptoms of depression and anxiety. So this would be some of the typical things that you find during the aging process. So someone might be grieving a lost loved one. Sometimes people lose connection and they no longer are getting out and doing the things that they used to love, and so they're isolated in their home. Just excessive worry over just life issues. Caregivers, a lot of our seniors are still taking care of their parents or taking care of grandchildren. Anyone who is really struggling and just not getting that quality of life. So we hope to change that and bring that quality back. Our program is consistent with, we have a psychiatrist that the patients will see once a month, and then we also provide therapy services, individual therapy and group therapy. Our group therapy is usually three times a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Goes from about 9 to noon, and then we provide lunch. So we do have snacks, lunch, and we provide transportation to the therapy. What else do you want to add?
We can help clients and patients 50 miles radius in Buffalo, and we can pick up transportation 30 miles. So we'll be able to get people to our program without any problems. So if anyone knows anyone in those needs, we are welcome to referrals. We do all the intake in our office ourselves, so all you have to do is give us a name and a reason why and a phone number, and we'll contact them and make sure everything insurance-wise works out. If not, we'll give them a referral so we can help them with.
Right. Anybody can do a referral. Even the patient can refer themselves. We will eventually be located in where the old physical therapy area, so they'll be new into a new area, and we'll be moving into the old area. So, yeah.
Any questions? Our number is 684-6262. Very easy.
6262.
It's very easy.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you again, Mayor and Council, for your time.
Proclamation for the night, I promise. Proclamation in Office of the Mayor, City of Buffalo, Wyoming. A proclamation from the Mayor of the City of Buffalo, Wyoming, proclaiming the day of May 8th, 2024 as Arbor Day in Buffalo. Whereas the City of Buffalo Tree Board is sponsoring this Arbor Day in Buffalo, and whereas the City recognizes the need for a designated day for all residents to participate in the celebration, and whereas the Tree Board will be planting 4 trees at the Carrington Street Islands, and now, therefore, I, Shane Schrader, Mayor of the City of Buffalo, Wyoming, do hereby proclaim May 8th, 2024 as Arbor Day in Buffalo and urge all residents of this community to celebrate by planting a tree. You remember the Tree Board? I'll plant a tree. Put oxygen back in the world. Council, before you is Resolution 1477, a resolution determining the amount of taxes to be raised for municipal purposes for the City of Buffalo, Wyoming. for the fiscal year ending June 30th, 2025. Whereas it is determined by the City Council of the City of Buffalo, Wyoming, that the following sums of money will be necessary to meet current expenses of the City of Buffalo, Wyoming, to wit, for general purposes including streets, parks, police inspection, etc., an 8-mil levy. Do I have a motion to accept Resolution 1477?
I move we adopt Resolution 1477.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Can you pass that to the clerk, please? Next on the agenda, Council, is federal project STP EP591009. This is a correction to the CSA that we did with the state of Wyoming for Main Street project. The City of Buffalo is in receipt of the updated cost exhibit for the City of Buffalo CSA agreement, decorative light replacement on the YDOT 2024 Main Street project. The letter stating that we understand the concurrence amount included in the award of the contract on April 15th, 2024, which had an error in the funding breakdown. City of Buffalo wishes to concur with the revised cost exhibit on federal project STP EP591009, with total project costs in the amount of $334,757, of which the city's match portion is $160,376. Can I get a motion to approve me to sign the letter?
I so move.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Can you pass that to the clerk, please? Council, before you is a lease agreement with Justin Young on the city property located at 149 Stockyard Road. Normally this rental lease is a month to month. However, this looks like it's extended out for a year to give this particular renter some stability. That's a price of $1,000 a month. Legal, you've had a chance to?
Yes.
You? Okay. Can I get a motion to allow the mayor to enter into this lease agreement?
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion. I have a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Very good. You can also pass that to the clerk. Next up, Troy and Michelle. You look like you're Troy.
Yeah. I'm here requesting access to a city water supply, just for 1,800 square foot house outside of city limits out on Gunderman. Yeah. It's for a 3-bedroom, 2.5 bath.
Yeah. It's a new structure? Or?
Yeah, it's just being built. Yeah, just brand new.
Off Gunderman, off airport?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have 2 lots up there. So.
Terry, any?
Mayor Council, no, this is like it says up off Gunderman there, there is a main that runs down Gunderman Drive at some point, so we allowed the developer to run a main line down there. The actual taps are actually already made and stubbed out to the property, so we've at kind of one point already said yes, in a way. It's kind of just rolling through the motions here. So everything's A-OK. This went through planning and zoning last month, and they made a recommendation for approval also.
Okay. Okay. Legal, anything to add?
We did. You guys have a copy of the connector's agreement, I believe.
Yep.
Yeah. Just, will they have a new meter?
They will have. Oh, well, I don't know how they're issuing those right now. If they're issuing those now or as they replace them, but eventually, yes, they'll have one of these new meters.
Gotta love the meter. Can I get a motion to enter the legal? Is that the only question that you had, legal?
Yes.
Okay. Can I get a motion to enter into the water connectors agreement?
So moved.
I'll second.
Motion in 2 seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Welcome to water.
Thank you.
Council, before you is, or before me anyway, is the form to fill out for the Wyoming Association of Municipalities 2024 Summer Convention to designate a voting delegate and an alternate voting delegate. Delegate, not delegates. We're not delegates.
Delegate the mayor to be our voting delegate.
Second.
Motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The mayor is the delegate. Do we have an alternate? Motion for an alternate.
I move Myra Camino.
Okay. The motion for Councilwoman Myra Camino to be the alternate delegate?
I'll second.
Second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Looks like we're going to go vote. Reports, Mr. Kirby.
Mayor and Council, I have nothing to report unless you have any questions.
Mr. Easy.
Just a reminder, spring cleanup days is a week or two away, May 15th through the 18th, I believe, are the dates on that. So I just want that to get out to everybody. If I've talked to you about your yard or trash or property cleanup, now's the time to stick it to us with a big landfill bill. So I encourage you to do that. Other than that, I've been taking some crash courses with Manny Rodriguez from Interstate Engineering. He's our GIS specialist, so he's been working with me on trying to train me up on that system, and then someday maybe hopefully hand over the keys to me on that. So I've been working with him on that and trying to get that kind of figured out, and been on the system trying to, you know, change some things with our infrastructure on our GIS system. So something kind of new. So other than that, I don't have anything else for you.
Thanks, Eric.
Maybe mention the comprehensive plan survey. It's still going on, so we encourage you to get on there and you know, take that survey and let us know what's important to you guys. So.
Chief Bissett.
Evening, Mayor. Evening, Council. So we ended up ending the month of April with 2,468 calls into a 911 center. 540 of those were incidents our officers responded to. We ended up with 8 arrests, one case and note. Two officers, Officer Matthews and Officer Abzal, responded for a domestic with a possible gun involved. When they got there, they got the scene secured. They continued the investigation. Inside the location, they smelled some marijuana. They ended up securing that location, doing a search, applying for and serving a search and seizure warrant, at which time they recovered a small amount of methamphetamine, along with 2 handguns. One of the subjects inside of that location that was ultimately arrested was a prohibited felon of possessing a handgun here in the state of Wyoming. So both handguns were recovered. Some forensic analysis of their cell phones revealed that these two subjects were also selling large quantities of prescription medication and making a very good living at doing so. So a couple more charges were added after that for delivery. So just really good case, what our officers are doing. They're not just going to what the call is for. They're thinking outside the box. They're looking around. They're doing what they're being trained to do, which is making our community much, much safer. So kudos to those officers and everyone involved in that case. With that, that's all I really have for y'all, unless you have any questions.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Kevin.
Mayor Duffel, no report.
Brent, any updates?
I'll give you a quick update. Good evening, Mayor and Council. Brent Bennett, Nelson Engineering. Just a quick update on Sunset. So the contractor gave me a schedule today. They're tentative, weather pending, looking like possibly next week as a start, mobilizing their stuff on site and getting ready to start sewer line replacement at Cedar Street, going to the west from between Cedar and Spruce. That's kind of how they'll start out. MDU, I think, is almost done. They're kind of at the last block to the west between Juniper and the end, working on getting the gas line moved out of the roadway. And it'll be behind the curb and gutter, so it won't be in the roadway anymore, which is a plus. And so that's just kind of a quick update there. So if there's any questions, I'd be happy to answer them. I'll see if I can get everybody that was at the attendance of the public meeting on our email list a shout-out so they're aware of what's coming down the road. And then the only other thing, I'll take off my engineering hat for just a second and put on my Cub Scout hat. So I'm the Cub Scout master for a local PAC 415, and I just wanted to yesterday, in the middle of our wind and rain and wonderful weather, we had our first responders day, so we had police department, fire department, the ambulance, all gather at the Summit Church parking lot for the kids. And it was pretty cool because it's, you know, a smaller group of kids. It's real up close and personal with the first responders. And so I wanted to thank Gomer, Sean, and the ambulance crew for providing officers' vehicles. We had two officers from the police department, the ladder truck and an ambulance, so the kids got to play with all the toys and crawl through the vehicles. Luckily, they all stayed in the positions they were in. We didn't have it was a good time. But thank them for braving the weather and standing out there with a bunch of kids in the wind and rain. Thanks.
Next up, are there any oral or written comments? Oral or written comments?
Are you taking questions? Is that what we're at?
We probably, I don't know if we'll be able to answer because I don't know what the question is. But you can ask a question. At the end of it, we can, if you get with the clerk, we can get your information and we can get answers to you.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, if you want to come up to the podium and just let us know who you are and ask the questions, we can get your response.
I do have a question.
Okay. And if you just let us know who you are, sure. And then at the end, if you want to get the clerk your information, we can get the answers to you.
Sure. Cindy Wilson, and it was brought to my attention.
I'm Carrie Agin.
There was a newspaper article last week in the Buffalo Bulletin about the water. And there's been little rumblings, little buzz about the water, the smell, the taste, all of that we've all noted. And, you know, the newspaper explained that, you know, the water is safe for consumption. But my question is in regards to this paleoacidic acid and the mixture of the chlorine content. Just wanted to make sure that for public health safety reasons, you know, what assurance is there that this is being treated, it's being taken care of? Just a little more general concerns, safety issues of what are you doing to make the water safe for the city of Buffalo? I know you're doing everything you can, but just from the standpoint of health, where you read, you know, if you heat it up, you know, it gives it more chances of being a carcinogen. Just making sure that we can drink our tap water, that we can use it for cooking, boiling our pastas and whatnot. So there's a little bit, it's come to my attention from about four or five people now that have said, hey, have you heard about the water situation? So a little heads up, too, because the town is starting to talk about it, and you're probably aware of that.
Right, if there's something that we can do at home to help mitigate this.
Thank you. Appreciate your bringing those questions to us. And if you can get with Madam Clerk, and she can get your contact information.
Yep, definitely. And I have an article just printed of, and actually it came from Carrie, 2024, in regards to exactly what the city's talking about, which is water, tap water, with the chlorine content, and then this acid that mixes with it. There's also an environmental issue. Okay. All right. Thanks.
So, again, Carrie Agin, I have some questions about these smart meters. A number of people I know in town have been contacted to replace our perfectly functioning water meters with smart meters. So, did the city hold a town hall at all to explain about what these smart meters are, why they're needed, who's paying for them, what benefits there are to us to switch over, what benefits there are to the city. Are residents required to switch? And if so, under what authority or agreement? And whose idea this was? So a lot of questions. Was there a town hall held to explain all this?
You know, again, the council's not prepared yet. We appreciate your questions. We love them coming. And if you can get your contact information to the clerk, we can get those answers back to you.
Okay, I guess the biggest one I have at the moment is this required? Are we required to agree to this?
Those are questions that we can answer for you. If you just get your contact information to us, we'll get the answers back to you.
Okay, well, I just want to make one more comment, and that is a number of people I know of have agreed to this, thinking they had no choice. So if there's a choice, I think that should be very upfront. And if there's not a choice, again, what authority this is being done under? Why are we, if we're being forced, what authority? Thank you. Should I give you my number down? Okay, thank you.
Are there any other oral or written comments? Oral or written comments? Hearing none. Announcements. City budget meeting, May 13th at 1 p.m. City county meeting, May 21st at 7 a.m. City council meeting, May 21st at 5 p.m. Planning and zoning board meeting, May 28th at 1 p.m. Another reminder, city comprehensive plan survey is available through May. And the city council filing period is May 16th to the 31st. If you want to see your name on a ballot, those are the dates. With nothing further before the council, can I get approval of the bills as presented?
Second.
Motion is second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And with that, definitely no more business before the council. They entertain a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Second.
Motion second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Have a good evening, everybody.
This audio was brought to you by Cotant Family Dentistry, where advanced dental technology meets compassionate, patient-centered care.